Some interesting names were missing from practice today, and we catch up with Drew Brees. Stay tuned for the Afternoon Wrap, sponsored by Acme Oyster House. I'm Cindy Robinson, joined by John DeShazier here at the Ochsner Sports Performance Center, where the Saints have returned back to practice preparing for the Chicago Bears. Now, John, what was some of your key takeaways from today's practice?
I think the significant thing was a couple of guys missing from practice, at least during the portion that the media was allowed to view. A couple of offensive linemen, we expected right guard Larry Warford to be out. He was missing. Senio Calamente finished in, filled in right there. Also, though, we did not see left tackle Teron Armstead, and there John Fullington was filling in, so we're not exactly sure what Teron's status would be. And also wide receiver Michael Thomas was not at practice during the portion that we were able to see. So, again, you need to check the injury report to see exactly what might be happening with those guys, but they weren't on the field when we were watching.
Well, now we're going to catch up with Drew Brees. He spoke a little bit about the defense.
They did a great job of getting pressure on the quarterback. And just, you know, being in the right place at the right time. And guys, some guys in the secondary making some great plays. You know, safety who had two touchdowns last week, you know, picking up the scoop and score on the fumble. And then nice job by the corner, you know, batting the ball up in the air and then him running underneath it to make the play down the sideline again. And listen, those are game changers. The week before at Baltimore, the other safety made a similar play off of a deflected ball where, you know, looks like a punt returner, you know, returning that thing about 90 yards for a touchdown. So those are game-changing plays. You know, not only are you putting points on the board for your own team, but you're, you know, both all those offenses were in scoring position at the time, you know. So, those are game-changers. Listen, they're playing with high energy. What they do very well. They mix their fronts. They've got some big guys inside that you know, can wreak havoc. You know, if you allow that, and they've done a great job with that. So we got to have our work cut. You know, we got our work cut out for us to go out and execute efficiently with what we're doing and find ways to attack these guys.
This week, the Saints are going up against rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky. Now, it seems like the Bears haven't put too much on his plate, but what is your assessment?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, he's only completed 12 combined passes the last couple of games. They really are reliant on the defense. In fact, the defense has outscored the offense on the field in those couple of games. The defense scored both touchdowns last week against Carolina. He's a rookie quarterback. They don't want to have to put the burden on his shoulders. And certainly in this league, when a team senses that there's a rookie quarterback opposition, they're going to go out for him. They feel like they smell blood, and the Bears are doing exactly what they can to keep the ball and keep the pressure off him.
So now we'll hear from Sheldon Rankins talking a little bit about what they expect from the Bears' offense.
At the end of the day, you know, Mitchell Trubisky is a starting quarterback in this league. And if need be, he can make throws to help his team. So, you know, obviously, you know, like you said, I mean, I think they ran the ball, 54 times or something against Baltimore. You know, that's obviously something they want to harp on. So, you know, we know that going into the game. We always have to slow down their run game, force Mitchell Trubisky to prove he can win a game through the air and let the rest take care of itself.
While it was a rough start to the season, those first two games seem to be a blessing in disguise. At least that's what Alex Okafor thinks.
Yeah, no, I mean, I see the potential we have. I see the grit and the want to, and I think that's the biggest part, man. Especially after those first two weeks, I think everybody was humbled a little bit, and now everybody just has their head down and it's kind of, you know, working on them and working on being the best player they can.
Be sure to look out for the injury report on NewOrleansSaints.com and also keep up with any news and updates. I'm Cindy Robinson and John DeShazier.